Don't get confused, that's not Paul Beasley. He's next.
Paul Beasley on BBC Radio Merseyside.
Now, Bezos, you've settled in. You're having a smooth round at Calder Stones. Give us the latest then from this wonderful, very special picnic that you're at.
Helen, I am in Calder Stones Park. The weather is absolutely glorious. And we're in the big picnic field at the moment. You'll hear more about that in a few seconds' time. But people are having just the best time ever. It's just fabulous to see children with their mums, their dads, their grandparents, just playing, reading, having fun in the lovely sunshine. And Helen, I'm joined by Sophie Clark. Sophie is the Director of Communities and Communications for The Reader, which is the organisation that's put this on today, the big picnic. Good afternoon, Sophie.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for coming.
Well, I bet you when you planned this day, you could never have imagined the weather was going to be like this.
And what an alien concept. We've had an English summer. We really have.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, listen, before we get on to what today is all about, Sophie, tell us, for those people who don't know, what is The Reader?
Okay, so The Reader, we are a national charity and we exist to bring people together and books to life. We think that literature is one of the best tools that we've got that can help us talk about, think about what it means to be a human being. We run 471 weekly shared reading groups, lots of which are here in the Northwest, but we do work across the country. We've got a big programme in London, a lot of work in Bristol, Northern Ireland, North Wales. And the main work that we do is run those groups, and they're for everybody. So a shared reading group, it is can happen in a library or in a hospital or in a foster home. They happen in lots and lots of different types of places. But somebody in that room will bring a piece of literature that they care about. So it could be a poem, it could be a novel or a short story. And they will read that literature aloud and make it a live presence in the room that everyone else can interact with. So what we see in our groups is, say they're reading a poem, we might read a few lines and stop, and people will share their personal responses. So it's not about critiquing the text, but it's about thinking about what it means for you and sharing that with other people. So really strong bonds and some really amazing outcomes.
And Sophie, how long have you been in Calder Stones Park now?
So we've been here since about 2012. We signed a lease for Calder Stones Mansion and the coach house and the courtyard in 2014. That's a 125-year lease for us to set up what will be the International Centre for Shared Reading.
And if you strip everything else away, What is the purpose of The Reader? What do you want people to get out of it?
We want to make people's lives better. We think that books and bringing people together can change people's lives, and that's what we're here to do. It's the reading revolution, and thanks to our 870 volunteers and our staff and our partners, we're doing that day in, day out.
And what type of people come to your events, Sophie?
Well, this event today, it's a brilliant event. People from the local area, lots of our group members and our volunteers are here, but we've also got lots of new faces, as well as some of our very loyal customers who've been coming to the cafe and the ice cream parlour here at Calder Stones, which are our social enterprises. So every penny that they're spending on ice cream in that parlour is going back into the charity's work. We're glad as well that this event can go ahead today, thanks to some of the support that we get from our funders. The People's Postcode Lottery, the players of that are helping this event today. We've got lots of kids here today, which is lovely to see, some of which are wearing slightly dubious face painting thanks to me. I've had to go with face painting today for the first time, but no, lovely, feels like a family event, I think, Paul, do you?
It really does. It feels a fabulous family event. I see little teepees out where the kids can sit and read. There's picnic blankets all around the place, and you can see the children are just enjoying themselves.
Absolutely, and that, that's exactly what we want to happen today, particularly with our work with young people. We're about trying to bring books to life and make them enjoyable, in the story barn next door, every day of the week we are using literature as a springboard really for children to explore and come up with really imaginative ideas. So, seeing somebody with a hungry caterpillar face paint running round and having had a story time and playing games here, it's exactly what we want. It really is a great thing to see.
And is your work even more important because, I don't know, is reading among children on the wane, or what's it, is this state
well,
at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, it is getting harder and harder for children to connect with reading for lots of reasons. I think education's doing a great job of trying to take that on, as are lots of parents. The interesting thing for us, I guess, is because we've got, you know, we've got a particular take on what reading can bring in terms of your well-being and your mental health. We feel that reading's got a massive role to play for young people. You know, I think it's about 1 in 4 young people can be experiencing a mental health problem at some time, but 70% of those children will wait a long time for the right support and the right intervention. We hope that by supporting families through, you know, it's not just the things that we do directly. You know, we do a lot of training with partners like Home Start, PSS, who are developing programs where we can support them to build shared reading into their own services and really pass that on, so ultimately more reading is happening and we can influence the well-being of young people as well as the joy of it.
And when we talk about reading, does it have to be books, or it can be e-books as well?
It can be. I don't care how it comes, as long as the words are in there. I'm not fussy. We do think about we use the term great literature at The Reader, and I know that can be a bit of a funny one, a bit problematic. What we mean is that it's got to have something in it that feels real. It's got to be something that you connect with. So that might be a Roger McGough poem. It might be a bit of George Eliot's Middlemarch, but it's got to have that real emotional feeling in it, that ultimately, because the thing is read aloud and we want people to talk about it, and it's got to have something real in it so that we have that response.
Now, we're in the field here with a big picture. I walked through a door. What did it say on the door as we came in?
Oh, once upon a time.
Once upon a time door. What a great thing.
Yes.
But I didn't quite have a look time to look around your facilities over there. So tell us what you've got here in Calderstones Park.
At the moment, so we've got the Story Barn. So there we do, in the week, we do lots of school visits. So schools will come and take part in sort of creative, imaginative experiences all linked with reading. A lot of you might know us from the Treasure Island that's currently in Liverpool One as well. It's a very similar touring version of the Story Barn. We've got an ice cream parlour, Cheshire Farm Ice Cream, there that our team of 7 volunteers are scooping particularly manically when the weather's like this. And then we've also got the Reader Cafe. In the coach house, we run shared reading groups most days. And we're currently, the Mansion House is closed at the moment, but that's in spring, will open and be our international centre for shared reading. So we've raised £5 million since we've been here put the love back in the Mansion House, really, and try and reinstate it. And we're going to make it a real hub for the whole city and the wider region, so they can come and take part in lots of reading activities, but also other cultural and well-being activities. There's a beautiful open air theatre there that was, that has been built. We want to bring that back to life and make it a real hub again, so that people can connect and do something good together.
And those people who know this park will know the Mansion House and will be pleased to hear that. So,
The International Centre for Shared Reading. But as I say, we want it to be a real community hub. So the cafe will, at the moment, we're in a sort of temporary space in the courtyard, but with the cafe we'll go back over into the Mansion House. There'll be more room. We will have a community space that people can use for their own events and bar mitzvahs or whatever it may be. Yoga activities, other kind of, we're going to have to do a lot more consultation to think about what's the program that's going to work for everybody.
That is absolutely brilliant. Helen, this is an amazing organisation and they're doing great work. But today, the atmosphere in the picnic area for this big picnic is really, really good. And I'm going to be popping around and about and coming back to you later, Helen, with a few more people who are taking part, both volunteers and staff people here at Calderstones Park for The Reader. Brilliant organisation. And what a day I'm having. Helen, I'm going to go off now. Sophie mentioned ice cream. I think I might go and find the ice cream. I'll bring you one back if it's not melted, obviously.
I
will. I promise I will. Helen, they don't do 99s. It's more sophisticated than 99s. But I'll bring you a nice one. I'll bring you a nice one. Helen, I'll speak to you later.
Brilliant. That is Paul Beasley at Calderstones for The Reader organisation. Their fabulous, rather special picnic this afternoon. Head along if you want to say hi to Paul Beasley there at Calderstones.